To be about a case of Shama Raviya.
Let's say the father hears about it. Shama Raviya. The father heard about the nether. For Hofalo. And as soon as the father heard about the nether, that his daughter made a nether, he was made for. He said, I don't want the nether. For Lo Hispa Kabbalishmaya. But the husband did not find out about this nether yet. Achimes. Until the husband died without finding out about it. So the Lachar is, like we had before, that it's Nisraikna. The reshus of the husband goes back to the father, and therefore the lachar is chayzer av u'meifa chelko shabal, that the father now has to now make a second hafara, even though the father already made one hafara, but at that time he was only made for, like we'll soon see, either half or his miklas kolish. He still needed the second half of the husband to do it. It's only later when the husband dies that the husband's power gets thrown back to the father, so now the father has to make a second hafara. These are the halachas. That when one dies, whether it goes back to the father, Mashenka does not go back to the husband. So the Ran says, Haidik Tony Chayzer, Ran says, Lo Sheyachsel Hofer Mashof Kfar. Doesn't mean the father has to go again and be made for again what he already did. Ta'ayinu Chelko Shalav, his own portion. Ella means like this, Lo Tony Chayzer Mishum Shekvar Hofer Chelkei. He, the father, true, took care of his half of the nether he was made for already. But the Achshav now, but now that the husband died and his power goes over to the father has to take care of it. So the father now has to make a second hafara to take over the power of the husband. That's enough. The father does not have to again make hafara on the first part that he did already. Since the father did not die, Avagad Mislebal, even though the husband died, that's that the father started off and made the first half of the Afarah, that's okay, that's still here. Because he didn't die. Just now when the husband dies, we say his chela goes back to the father. The father now has to make a second Afarah. Now this the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says later that Hein Divrei Beis Shammai. All these halachis are the words of Beis Shammai. This is the way Beis Shammai says. The Rashi says, the Ran says, the Kasavri, that Beis Shammai holds, the Yochol Av Lohofer B'chi Agavna, that the father has the right to make Afar in all these cases. Hufar is Chelkei Shabal B'lechud, Sagi, at the second Halacha, that if the father made Afar first, and then later the husband dies, so the father only has to be made for the portion of the husband. Mishum Afar Diav, Kivun Delei Meisli Batalei, because the first Afar that the father made, that's still here. That's all Divrei Beis Shammai. Ma'ashen kein Beis Hillel loymim, Beis Hillel says no, and Yochel Lahofer. The father cannot make Hafara right now. So the Ran says, Ava Beis Hillel loymim, ain Yochel Lahofer klal, v'yafilu choyzer umeifa chelkai. Again, where the father first made a Hafara, and then the husband died. Now that the husband dies, Beis Hillel holds that the father can't do anything now. The father has no power again to make a second hafara, not on his own chelik and not on the husband's chelik. Tafilu chayzer meifa chelko v'chelik abal. The koyivna time, you know what the reason is? The Gemara says that shmamino lebe shamai is megas gaius. As far as I did, according to Beis Shammai, when the father first made the hafara, he was megas gaius. He like chopped off half of the nether. But the other half of the nether that's there is still a strong half. That half belonged to the husband. Now when the husband dies, very good. So that portion of the nether comes back to the father, but that's a strong half. It's possible to make a hafara in that half. Therefore the father can make a second hafara. Mashenkin le Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, the svar is miklas kolish. According to Beis Hillel, the svar is when the father first heard about it, and he was mefer, when he made a hafara in the nether, he like took off, he made the whole total nether a little bit weak. Both halves of the nether became weak. So what's left over now is a weak nether. So true, if the husband is still alive, that's the din Torah, that first one does, then the second one does it. But I call upon him when the husband dies though, and now you want his portion, to be his power like of the nether, to be thrown back to the father, that we do not say. Because since what's left over is Miklas Kolish, it's a weaker type of an Issa Nether, this weak type of a Nether cannot be thrown back. That's the Svar in Beis Hillel. Hakopon, we have a proof here that Pasha Halach is like Beis Hillel, that we hold the Baal is only Miklash Kolish. When they do it Peshutfis, each one does half. The Pshat is he weakens the nether, but he does not take off a complete half of the nether. Let's see the Ran. Ran explains it. Havo Beis Hillel, Amrim Ein Yochel Ofa Klal. V'yafilu Chayzeru Meifa Chalka V'chelek Habal. Even if it's a father now, after the husband dies, makes the second hafara on both parts, still it doesn't help. Why not? The koyavina taina, we bring down the reason is, mishom dila beishamai, according to beishamai, what's the svara? Megis gaius. Kishofra av tchila. When the father first heard about his wife's nether, so his daughter's nether, and the father was made for it, hefer chelkoi belevat, the hafara was only chal upon his half of the nether. The chelek habal, but the second half of the nether, the portion that belongs to the husband, lenigra, klal, nothing was touched, nothing went away from the power of that half of the nether. Eladayin ukayin lagamri, it's called like a complete half of the nether, like we had before. If the wife made the nether not tea two olives, and first the father was made for, so the nether goes off one olive. But on the second olive, there's a complete nether there. V'choshevu, it's a very choshevu nether. Therefore, when the husband dies, it's called the choshev isalike lohirish liav. It could be thrown back to the father. The father now takes over the power of the husband, and therefore the father should just make another hafara on that chelik. It's enough. That's Beis Shammai svara. But ule Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, the svara is miklash kolish. He makes the father the whole nether week. Kishahofarav chelkoi, when the father first heard about the nether, and he was made for this nether, the pshat is nigra chelkoi shobal. He was even made weaker, the portion of the husband also. He like made the whole complete nether weak. V'yeinechoshav larish liav. So now later, when the husband dies, his portion, his power of the nether, is a weak thing. So this weak thing has no din yerusha, cannot like be thrown back to the father. If the husband would still be alive, and when the husband hears about it, he's made for it, very good. That's the din Torah. The husband could be made for it. Just if the husband dies, what's left over is called like a weak part of the nether. The whole nether is weak, so weak nether is no din Yerusha. It can't like be thrown back to the father. That's the svar of Beis Hillel. The chivun diyav akati isa hafar didei lebotula, that since the father is still alive, so the father's first hafara that he made is still here. The akati nidra, the klishasasi koi, this nether now is still standing here with its weakness. The chivon, the kolish lei chelkoi shabal, since the portion of the husband is weak, is lemotzi meferav, the father cannot be made for it. Miyo, hani, milu, when do we say this? Bishloi nisar so liyacher, if she did not get married to somebody else. Av nisar so liyacher boi bayoin, let's say she remarries a second husband that day. The day her husband dies, right away she gets married to a second husband. Then we say, that's better. If she gets married to a second husband, the second husband now could be made for the portion of the first husband. That could be good. To the time that come on, we'll also learn about this later. We'll learn this later. Hadain. Yehadenu Purusha Dai Shmaita, the Sam Khadaitan Loy the Khazin Rabon Duba, Mid Lan Hiri, Vloy Brivili, Loy Kashil Mikavino. Ransa they saw a lot of other Rishon, a lot of different Pshatim, that he doesn't like them, it's not clear in his eyes, therefore he doesn't write the other Pshatim. He only writes down this Pshat. Lakopon, that's halacha, that we'll see later. That in a case where her husband dies, and that day that she made the nether, it's like the power to be made for the nether is around still. So she gets married to a second husband, that husband now has the power to be made for the nether. As we have before, Norris Befrat, he could be made for the Kaidman. They have a right to be made for the Dorim that was made even before they got married. So therefore, if she would remarry that day, then the new husband could be made for the nether. But if not though, the husband, the father by himself, cannot be made for the nether. All right, turn over. So here's the Gemara's pshitis that were coming out according to Beis Hillel. The svar is when one of the two makes the hafara, either the father or else the baal, the pshat is their miklash kolish le'isura. The whole nether becomes weak. It's a weaker type of a nether. In such a case then, in the case where the lady would eat both olives now, she would not get malchus, because the whole nether became weak. And therefore, if the husband dies later, his power, his portion of the nether, cannot be thrown back to the husband. So that's one shittis. Now the Gemara says another shayla. Boyi Rava. Rava calls a shayla like this. Yesh shayla bahokim, oy ein shayla bahokim. Let's say the husband was mekayim the nether. He heard about his wife made a nether, and right away he said, yes, I want the nether to be there. That's called hakama. You made the nether, it's a good nether. Could you be sure on Yakama? Could you take it off? Could you say now you have charotah that you're mekayim the nether that day, and you want to like uproot hakama to make it as if there was no hakama? So answer like this: Boyi Rabba, Yeshayla Bahokin, Imkayim haneder. If you were first mekayim, the husband said yes, I want the nether to be. V'nishal boyi bayayim, and now he has charotah, he feels bad that he did it, and he wants to go to a chacham to be matter to take off what he put on it. So let's say there is this type of a shayla. Let's say the husband could take off that kama that he did. The question is, could he make kafar or not? Now that would be nafkamino. First he was mekayimit. Then he asked charata. So he just wants to take off that kama that he made. If he takes off that kama, then lechura, it's like there's no hakama. So lechura, he could still be made for the nether that day. That's all one shayla. Could he do this or not? The Ran says, "Avulamacha tomorrow pshita leimotzi mefer legar mishtika." But that's pshita. Tomorrow, though, he can't be made for the nether anymore, because once you hear about it and you keep quiet the whole day, that's as if you're mekayim it. You can't be made for the nether anymore. There, the question is again: the husband heard about it, and right away he was mekayim the nether. He said, "Yes, I want it," and then later he changes his mind and he wants to take off the dakama. So that's the shayla, ye shayla behekim, or ye ain't shayla behekim. And in Tim's line, if you want to tell me, ye shayla behekim, yes, even though the husband put this nether in his place and said he wants it, and later he asks Harati, he feels bitter about it, he wants to take it off, he could take off what he did. What about the shayla is, ye shayla behofer, or ye ain't shayla behofer? Let's say when the husband first heard about the nether, he made hafara. He said, I don't want this nether to be here. So that takes the nether away. And then later, right away, an hour later, he feels bad that he took the nether away. He would want the nether to come back again. Could he be shoyul? Could he take off that hafara that he made and make it as if there's no hafara? That's another shayla. So Ran says, V'yimtin salam, if you want to tell me, ye shayla b'hokim, there is such a power when you make hakoma to take it off. Now we have a question, ye shayla b'hofer, or ye ain't shayla, or maybe not, you can't do it. So Ran says, what's the difference? Nira b'enai. Even though really, once you're made for the nether, you absolve the nether, it's not here anymore. So how does the pastor make a shayla? So that says, the bishlem hokim, I understand the opposite way. When you're mekayim the nether, kein nidruhu, it's like you made a nether. So therefore, if you want to be sure, take off what you did, like you made something, you can take it off. Avol afor aloi, but afor you didn't make anything. Afor means the husband hears about the nether, and right away he says, nothing doing, I don't want it. So how could you take it off? He says, "Afilu walchim iboyelon im yesh shayla b'hofer." Still, there's a question. Maybe yes. Mishum di afara v'yakome iskush ladodi, because the pasuk tells them you learn out one from the other. Okay, I mean, come on, we'll learn out later. Shani hachad yamakroa ishi kimenu v'ishi ferenu, that a husband can either keep the nether or take the nether away. So we dashen neshabol lechlal hokim bol lechlal hefer lebol lechlal hekim lebol lechlal hefer. Whatever one other one has the power. Shemachi boy, therefore we have an intim to loyma. To Yeshai Lebokim, if you want to tell me that by Hakama, the husband could take off what he did, to Hefer Mai, in a case was made for the nether, then what? Me Armina, do we say, Nehidalo Shaykh be Shaylo? It's not possible to take it off. Afiluachi Armina, the Yeshaylo? Still, it should be Shaylo. Why? The Iskish, because of the Hekish. You learn out Hafara from Hakama. Or Dilma maybe no, Le Milsa di Afora Le Chazile, Le Iskish, Maskinim with Rav Yechon, Linyin Shaila, Le Iskish. And the Gemara's later, the Peshitas will be, Yerei Nechnami. If the husband is made for the nether, means he says right away, I don't want the nether to be there, Fafalan. He said the nether is not here anymore, the nether is bottled. There's no way to bring that nether back again. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here.
You're holding that stomach test of Aleph.
Again, last shaila was, you know, a few shailas that boy rova, yei shaila behekum or yein shaila behokim. When the husband first makes hakama, like he wants the wife's neder to be chal, and the lady wants to make a shaila, he wants to take it off, he wants to be mater the hakama that he made. So Gemara says, in imtim tzalayim yei shaila behekum, if you want to tell me that there is called shaila behekum, that means since this is something the husband put onto his wife's neder, so it's a swara to say he could take it off, he could make shaila, he could like go to the chokham to be yoker the hakama that he made. The shaila is ye shaila b'hofer or yein shaila b'hofer. Later, in a different case, where when the husband first hears his wife's nether, he makes hafara. He says like he doesn't want the nether. Now later the question is, could it be shoyel? Could he take off the hafara? As if to say the nether should be chal again. That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Ran says, even though it doesn't make any sense that there should be Shaila, but Hakopon, maybe there's a Hekish. Whatever applies to Hakoma applies to Hafara also. And this the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. The Yomar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Aloch is Nishola Nala Hekim. After the husband makes Hakoma, Hekim, he like says, the first when he hears the Neder, that he wants the Neder to be Chal, Aloch is he has the power to be Shoyl, to take off that hakama, that later they could be, he could be made for the nether. He has the right to make a shaila, take off that hakama. But the klal is v'ein nishola malahefer. But if the husband only made, if the husband made hafara, first when he heard the nether, right away he said, I don't want the nether to be chal. So that's like mevato the nether. The father or the husband has the right to do this. So we say once they're made for it, that's it. They can't be shoyal, they can't take off that hafara. Nothing to take off. Hafara is like you made something not here. If you make something like you make a neder or you make hakama, you can be shoyal. You can take away what you put here. But hafara is like an absence. The hafara is you made for you taking away the neder. So once you took away the neder, finished, there's nothing else you could do. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rabba, Rabbi asked a shaila like this, Kayim l'chi, kayim l'chi. Let's say the husband, when he first heard his wife made a neder, he said two times the word, Kayim Lachi, Kayim Lachi. That I want your neder to be Kayim, I want your neder to be a good neder. Then, V'nishal al-Hakoma Rishoyna. Then the husband had Charota, that he was Mekayim the neder, that he said like the neder should be good, and he went to a Chochum, and he was Oiker, he was Mate, the first Hakoma that he made. So the Shalom is Mao, what's the Locha? So the Ran says, "Mi amrina do we say, kivun the biyidna the afik hakama shenia mipume lechaylo?" Like when the husband said the second time the word hekim lechi, that means nothing, because since he the first hakama he made kayim lechi, the nether is good. So the second time he says it means nothing. So therefore, it's like nothing there. So if the husband takes off the first kayim lechi, it should be the nether, it should be mutter. Su lechayl. Then it's okay. Aduma, maybe no. Nihi debihi shaita. Lechayil, maybe at the time when the husband said the second kayin lechi, it had no purpose to be chal. So it wasn't chal. Haino mishum debi shaita isti lakama kamaisa. Only because the first hakama was there already. To leshafke le lebasreis lemechol. Since the husband said first kayin lechi, he like made this nether good. So there was nothing for the second kayim l'chi to be chal on, because the neder was already a good neder. Avol, chi isa shalak kamaisa, but maybe, like we just said, the husband has the right to be shoyal, to take off the hakama that he made. So maybe now when he takes off the first lashon of kayim l'chi, he takes off the first hakama, maybe now, mishkecho basreisa ravcho v'chayla. Maybe now the second kayim l'chi that the husband said would be chal. Because at the time when he said the second word, Kayim Lachi, it meant nothing. Because he already said the first time, Kayim Lachi. But maybe later when he shoyly takes off the first Hakama that he made, maybe now the second Hakama could be Chal. So that's the Shaila. So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Yomar Rava says, Im Nishal al Horishayna, Shaniya Chal Olof. Yes, even though at the time when you said the second Hakama, it meant nothing. But later, when the husband is shoyel, takes off the first hakama that he made, So now there's a place for the second hakama to be chal. So it's true, the second one is chal. And therefore the nether is still good. And so maybe he's shoyl on the second one also. But even though the second hakama was not chal b'shaitoi, hakol ponim later, when he takes off the first one, now the second one is chal. Boyi Rabba. Rabba has a question like this. What's going to be if the husband says like this? Again, his wife makes a nether. Pasha, we're talking about here by Nesuya, these cases, where the husband by himself has the right to be mefer her nederim, after she became a Nesuya. So, Lachri, he says a shalom like this. Boyi Rabba. Kayim lechi or mufa lechi. The husband says both words. The husband says, kayim lechi. I want your nether to be mekayim. I want the nether to be good. Like after the wife made it, when the husband hears it the first time, right away he says kayim lechi, but then right away he also says mufa lechi. I also want this nether to be nothing, to be abolished, to be mufa. And he speaks out, for loitechol hakoma, I don't want this hakoma that I made, even though I said it first, I don't want it to be chal, el imkein chala hafara. Only if first the hafara should be chal. That's what the husband said. So maho, what's the halacha in such a case? So again, the husband said, kayim lechi, I want the neder to be good. So if he would have stopped right there, finished, the neder is mekuyim, and showing the husband can't be made for any more later. But right away, the husband said, no, a mufa lechi, that I want the neder to be mufa, I want the opposite. I don't want the neder to be around. And he also spoke out, and he said a tanai condition, that for loitecha lakoma, I do not want my first hakoma that I said to be chal, to take place, elim kein chol hafara, only unless first, like, the hafara takes place. So now, what's the halacha? The Ran says like this. The Ran is mazbis a shver shayli here. The Ran comes out, there's a little, we'll see it inside soon, but the Ran comes out, that's pshita, the kayim, the hakom is not chal. The kayim that he says to make the neder good, that for sure is not chal. Because he spoke out clear in condition, that he does not want the hakoma to be chal unless the hafara should be chal. And therefore, once the hafara is chal, hafara means the husband says, I don't want the nether. By saying that, he's like, mata, the nether goes away right away. So later, when he says, kayim lechi, it means nothing. So therefore, the Ran says, this shayla, that's pshita, the hakoma is not chal. The question is only, is the hafara good or not? It could be, maybe the hafara is also no good. So the nether would still be here. Not because he was Mekayimit, but because maybe there's no Hafar either. That's the Shiloh. Look inside. The Ran says, Chazino b'hach boyi ovamai depshitim b'hula kamoyi zal minu b'loi nehiri. You saw a lot of Rishonim say things that the Ran doesn't like. Umashimochim afashina bo amai deschazali. Therefore the Ran says, he'll explain it the way he likes it. Okay, next to the last line. It says like this. L'rab, according to Rabba, pshita le, that's pshita, to hakoma lechayl. That here, when the husband said, kayim lechi, and then he said, mufa lechi, but a condition that hakoma should not be chal, only if the hafara is first chal, so pshita, the hakoma is not chal. That's what Rabba holds. So Ran says in a monoshach, whichever way you look at it, this kayim doesn't help. E hafara chaylo, if, because like he made a condition, that he wants the hafara to be chal first, if so, hakoma lechayla, then the hakoma can't be chal anymore. Once you have the hafara finished, he took off the nether. Tanihidu lekamon mesafkalon. Even though later the Gemara asks a shayla, what about if the husband says kayim lechi? Sure. The husband says, sure, I want your nether to be good for 1 hour. Or mufa lechi, sure. And then the next hour, I want the nether to be mufa, not to be here. Ichal tavayu iloi. Later we have a suffix, maybe both is chal. So Ran says, that's different, Johnny Yosson. Shenosan kitzvah lakoma. You set an exact time. You only want the nether to be around for 1 hour. That's okay. The afari, you set a set time for both of them. Aval hocha, but over here, the Ran says, shlenosan kitzvah. You didn't say any time limit. You just said you want akoma, then you want hafara, and you made it tonight that the akoma should only be chal if the hafara is good. So therefore, pshita di afara chayla hakoma lechayla. If the hafar is called the good hafar, it's chal first, so then you took away the nether. There's nothing there to be mekayim. The hakom is not chal. Now, v'yam, if you tell me the hafar lechayla, that maybe no, still the hafar is no good here. If so, the hakom anami lechayla. It's going to have to be that the hakom is also not chal. to Asni made it tonight here, V'yomar, Loitech lakom elim kem chal afara. Here he said a condition. He said, I only want the akoma to be chal if the hafara would be chal. So pshit, if the akoma is chal, the hafara can't be chal. So therefore, the akoma by itself just can't be. So the question is the hafara called a good hafara or not? And the word says, Hilkach, pshit alei the rabba, the akoma loy chayla. That this hakoma, the fact the husband says, I want another to be good, but then right away he said, no, it should not be good. So his hakoma is not chal. It's not called like he made this nether strong. I will be afara hudu misafkule. But our doubt is the husband's afara called a good afara or not? Mi amrina, do we say, kivin the actim vi oma kayim luchi. Since the husband went fast, and first he said the word kayim luchi, ubosarocha after that, Omar he said muflechi. Secondly he said muflechi. Mash, we know what that means. The asni made a condition to techel hafora basar akoma, that he wants the hafora to be chal first after the akoma. And if so, for the techel hafora, then the hafora can't be chal, because if you have the akoma, then the hafora means nothing. And like we said before, the akoma is not chal. So therefore, this is what you meant, that first the akoma, then the hafora, so pshita the hafora is not chal. Elim ken kodmula hakoma. And that can't be. He says, Elder Mishumachi, ask me, therefore he made a condition here, that Leitechel Hakom, I don't want Hakom to be Chal. Elim came Chal HaFara, unless first HaFara should be Chal. Leitechel Hakom, he did not make a condition the opposite way, to say Leitechel HaFara, Elim came Chal HaKom. He didn't say that. That the HaFara is only Chal, if first HaKom is Chal. Mishum Nechivan Diyaktim Kayim Lechi. He said first the word Kayim Lechi, and then he said Muf Lechi. Like, since he said the word Kayim Lechi first, he was so concerned about the Kayim, so he wanted that to be Chal, and he thought maybe there's no room for the Afara. That's why he made it Tanai V'yomar, that no, wait Hakoma. Don't be chal completely until first there's some room left in Afara. Vreyu kilu hisna, al shtayim, sheyecherlo hakoma betchilo v'yachakach Afara. It's as if he had in mind, really, that both of them should be good. It's as if to say he wants the Hakoma to be chal first, but right away he wants the Afara also. That's one way to look at it. Oidilma, maybe no. Nehi diyama mufalachi, even though true the husband said, umufalachi, bosa kayim lachi, after he said the word kayim, but lav de tochel afora bosa koma. He did not mean that he wants the afora to be chal second after the akoma. That's not what he meant. El mishum diyefsha leklikroi shnei shemus kechad. You just can't say two words at the same time. So that's why he started to say the word kayim lachi and then mufalachi. But it could be he eka wants the afora to be chal. But this man, he wants the ik of the afara. He wants to take away the neder. To Omar, because that's what he said. To lay boy the tochel akom elim came chal afara. He makes the condition, I don't want that koma to be chal unless first there's the afara. For die to hoy yish yichoylo kachas. True, he wants them both to be chal. Miyu mishum the kopid tfei the techel afara. He wanted the afara to be first, mi akoma. Ask the neder tonight. Shim chalas akoma makiv chalas afara. The migle dat la tech la koma. Avol af lagav the chalas afara makiv chalas akoma. Lo yas, now he didn't make it tonight. Hilkach afara chal akoma lechala. That's the Gemara stuff of the Kitsa. That the man like this again. The man said, first I want kayim lechi. Told his wife I want never to be good. And then right away he said, no muf lechi. So the question is, what is he makbid about right now? And then right away he made a condition that the Hakoma could only be Chal after the Afara. So one way to look at it is that the main thing he wants is the Hakoma to be Chal. That's why he started out saying Kayim Lechi. Just right away he's afraid maybe there's going to be no room for the Afara. So he wanted to make sure that there's some room left over for the Afara. So that's the way he wanted both to be Chal. And that can't be. Both can't be there. Like once you have a little bit of the Hakoma, then the Afara can't be. So if he wanted like both to be here, then we say then nothing is chal, not even the afara. The second way to look at it is that no, that started off saying kayim lechi. But then right away, his main das was that he wanted the Afara to be chal. Even though he said Afara secondly, not because he mainly thought about the Kayin, that's what he wanted first. Just you can't say the two words at the same time. So he had to say one first and the second. But it could be his main kavana was the second word to be mefer. And we see so strongly, because he made a condition right away. And he spoke out that I don't want that kama to be chal unless first the Afara is chal. So if that's the husband's kavana, then we talk to say that's the way it is. That first the Afar is chal, and then first the kama will be chal. That's our shiloh. When he says such a lotion of kayim luchi and muf luchi, it is zikr kavana on the second one, because he right away made a condition of tanai that the kama should only be chal after the Afara. So we see he's marked, but he wants the Afara to be chal first. And then that's it. Once he's made for the nether, the nether is not here anymore. The first side is maybe no, since the husband said both words together, or like he started out better, with Kayin Lechi, that's his main purpose. Mainly he wants that Kama to be. Just he also wants a little place to be left over for the Afar also. But he does want that Kama, therefore neither of them would be Chal. That's the Gemara Sofik. Is neither of them Chal, or maybe the main is the Afar is Chal. But this is the Gemara.